Reish Pei Rav Sif Hei. The Shabbos of Yom Tov Be'Omim Bochu Achad Kaddish Basim. Shabbos of Yom Tov Be'Omim Sif Bochu after the last Kaddish. Reish Pei Zayin. Yechoy Lo Nachem Avelim the Shabbos of Yechoy Lo Vakir Sachoy La Lo Yom Lo Kedar Shem Bachor Lo Oiva Lo One can be visits and give solace to Avelim that are mourning in the Shiva on Shabbos. You can also visit sick people on Shabbos, but the bracha he gives to them should be different than the weekday. And in the weekday, Mishpal by the Chodesh Shabbos for Shalema. Shabbos we say, Shabbos in Melizok and Chalopay Belavoy. Rachma, Rubim, Shifta, Vishalem. That Shabbos is not a time to be Mishpal on his Rifua, but in what's happening Mishpal, the Tzfus that we are keeping Shabbos and have Yitokhan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or not being Mishpal on Shabbos, that will bring the Rifua. And the Shabbos about Rachmanis, we should bring them in today just to say the first part. Shabbos and the Elizabeth of Luke of Alam. The Rambam says, the Yishrei Mishrei Nisoch Lema Rachm Ruhm Luchay Nov. The Rambam says that you don't have to say the second half of the statement. It's enough to say, Shabbos and the Elizabeth of Luke of Alam. And the Shabbos brings that by Yichma Balaam, going to visit the Ozu, you say, Shabbos and the Lunachem and the Choy and the Choma Kroiva Lov. Yeah. So the Lov that even make him say the regular Nisoch Lema. I'm walking in Achimcha. Some shuls, when an Ovel comes in, and Leil Shabbos, they say, I'm up here in Achim Beislim, but they have to say that before they said Mizmah Shil Yom HaShabbos. Because once they say Mizmah Yom HaShabbos, they're ready to have a Shabbos, and they can't be Menachem, but for Hesia. Can't make a public Nechom. For that's a sign of Beir to Hesia. Simen Reish Beifes, Sif Alef. Also the Tzadis for Shabbos at Sheish Shoy, one is not allowed to fast up to 6 hours into the day, because it says that if you do not eat till 6 hours of the day, the food that you eat does not produce the desired result. And therefore, it's considered that you made already a partial fast. He said there's some of the kilos that had a meeting that would fast a half a day on Shabbos. You shouldn't do that. If you tasted something before Musaf, then you can make the Musaf later. Regarding that topic, what is this te'ima, this tasting, that's considered you're not fasting, it's enough to drink something, or if you have to ask you to eat some bread, matzah frayim. So the Shabbos Chag, even if you drank water, is it? Yeah. Well, for sure, it says if you drank tea before the davening, it's also enough to treat him as not fasting. And he rather brings a smach to have a long tefillah till after chatzos. The bottom line is, if you are not being misspelled, for sure you have to eat before chatzos. If you are davening and it's a long davening, there are opinions that are lenient, which involve davening, you go to after chatzos. If you want to avoid it, then drink something before the tefillah, then you have more sheetahs that say that that's not considered fasting. Sith days, Yeshua Yerushalayim, Shemazik Lechila, Tzadah Oynikus Shalor Lechel, Lo Yachal. Those that say that the whole idea of eating on Shabbos is owning Shabbos to have pleasure, but if you have a condition in which eating is unpleasant for you, then you should not eat on Shabbos, because that's not owning Shabbos. Come on, if you get a gazayit, you should eat a gazayit. Rambam says, "V'chein yesh lo oyneg im yiske kadei sheyelach atam yiliv and butzah bishmet b'shabbos." The person has some type of inner pain and crying releases the pain. Then an achanani is permitted. Ma'ase, the Taz explains that that's not talking about a pain. It's talking about a person who gets very emotional when he davens, feeling the tremendous vacancy of Hashem. That causes him to cry. That's permitted. So basically, that's an emotional crying of feeling good, not feeling bad. Yeah. Maisa, that's the opinion of Talmud and Kivigan. There's other things that say, no, that as long as you're gaining something from the crime, in other words, the person has a lot of pain inside of him by crying, it soothes him, that's also permitted on Shabbos, and I'm going to rely on that.